The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
TVISA with Ashley Ray. Another episode. Another episode of
TVISA. Hey, welcome back, TVISA listeners. It's so good to be back again for another episode. I am so excited for this one. I got to tell you, I have June Diane Raphael and Jessica St. Clair joining me today. Look, if you are a true TV Club fan, you were like, oh, yes, here we go. If you're not familiar, June Diane Raphael from Grace and Frankie, Jessica St. Clair from Avenue 5, absolute stars of television for reasons you're going to find out. We get into everything this episode. If there is a show they've been in, you wanted to hear about it, we're getting into it. They also, I mean, come on, obviously, I'm talking to them about their favorite TV shows, and they're hilarious. It's perfect. I love this episode. I really do. It's one of my favorites. So you're going to want to listen to that. What else has been happening this week? You know, fall TV is here. We have Rami premiering, which if watch Rami, it's September 30th. You know, there's two seasons. Get into it. It's amazing. So yeah, there's all of this fall TV coming back. And that's a lot. But you know, if you've been following me on Twitter, and some of you do, then you know that my Hulu started randomly playing the show Attack on Titan. And I've heard of this show. You know, I had a roommate who watched it. I have friends who do anime, who watch anime. I am not one of those people. You know, I did Sailor Moon back in the day. Now, not so much. My Hulu starts playing Attack on Titan, and I'm in. Yeah, it starts playing from the very first episode. I looked at it's like 4 hours later and I'm still watching. I have watched the entire first season, which is 25 episodes. I watched the entire first season in a day. In a day. I just stayed up until 3 a.m. watching it. I'm obsessed. I love it. A friend told me that it's going to get like weird and kind of like very much about race and politics or something, but I'm not at that point yet. And the point I'm at now, it is so good. If you're not familiar, it's basically 200 years ago, these giant like humanoid forms started attacking and eating humans. Like they're, you know, 12 meters, 17 meters high. And so humans had to build these giant walls to protect themselves from these giant monsters. Now there's only like a few humans left in the whole world, and these giant monsters like reign and rule everything else. And then there's like a group of elite like soldiers who go and like try to kill these monsters, like learn more for humanity, see what's going on. And I guess my favorite part is that the monsters, the humanoid dudes, they just look ridiculous. Like they have the most wild facial expressions you have to see. Like, I just always am looking forward to seeing like what the newest humanoid is going to look like, because they just are so wild. You know, there's a lot of drama. Some of it, it's an action show. There's a lot of, you know, fighting, but then in the middle, they'll just be like, hey, can we just have like a quick chat about, you know, being a team, and what does trust mean? Can we just talk about that for a minute? And I'm like, there is a giant person chasing you. A giant is chasing you. Maybe do that later. But I'm all in. I'm all in. So, you know, that was my lesson, I guess, this week. Always try new things. Try new things. You'll be pleasantly surprised. And now I guess I'm an anime girl. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to make people angry. I respect true anime fans. I just like this one. But hey, recommend more, you know? You can always go to my Patreon, Patreon.com/TVISAPod. recommend some other stuff. But now we're going to get into this episode with June Diane Raphael and Jessica St. Clair.
TV I Say listeners, welcome to another episode. Today, I have Jessica St. Clair and June Diane Raphael from the podcast Deep Dive from a million shows, Grace and Frankie, Home Economics, most recently Everything's Trash for June. We have Review, Veep, Avenue 5, which has another season coming up, I know. For Jessica, you're two legends in television. To me.
In our own minds. In our own minds.
Either one of you shows up in a show, I'm like, now we have TV. Now we are watching television.
How dare you?
Like,
that's really kind.
So, like, Home Economics, it was okay. And then you showed up and I was like, now we have a show.
I will tell you, I love that show.
Listen, they call us in. They call us in. Usually yeah. It's not season one necessarily. Season two, they need a little zhuzh. They call one of us. And if the other one isn't available, they call the other one.
Yeah.
And we show up.
And you were amazing, like season 7 and 8 on the Goldbergs, which I still watch. Sure,
exactly.
And
exactly.
I loved when you right came in. I was like, yes, this is what they need. Yeah.
Throw Jessica in.
Yeah. You know, we're not necessarily seeing that syndication money because we are known mainly as guest stars.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's
I feel
okay.
like you so play really different like tropes in the shows, though. Like, June, I feel yeah. like you play kind of mean bad bitches. Most famously, Grace and Frankie, Brianna.
Sure.
On Twitter, us Grace and Frankie fans, we do call her mother. She is just who we all aspire to be. Like, she is just, no. She is mother. It is literally like,
God bless.
People are just constantly sharing like gifts and stuff of you being like, mother, she's a bad bitch. I need to be her.
Mother. Like, oh my God, that's the best nickname I could ever yeah. see.
She is a bad bitch. I love her so much. You know, I shared this with Jessica, you know, when we wrapped the show, and it was one of the strangest things I've ever said, but I was like, oh, I am going to like miss her like I would a friend yeah. or a relationship that ended.
Yeah.
And I hate sounding that actory and insane, but it really is true. Like I yeah. absolutely, like I loved her. I do love her.
Yeah. She was my favorite.
Thank you.
Like, and her outfits love her so were much. Just, her, the way she dressed is just so crisp
yeah.
and so
yeah.
fresh and so monochromatic.
Yeah.
And just yeah. everything.
Just modern relationship goals. She, mother, yeah. that's all you can really say. But Jessica,
wow.
I feel like.
This is the highest praise I've ever received.
There it is.
Highest praise I've ever received.
What a crazy nickname.
That's what the kids do now. They're like, oh, you know, Beyonce is mother. That's like.
Is that true? I
yeah.
see, that's the thing. We're 100 years old. We play pickleball for a hobby.
Yeah.
You know, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
It's like if you love Nicki Minaj, elders. You're like, Nicki is mother. That is. It's, yeah.
Great. I'm going to start using that immediately.
But Jessica, I feel like your characters are so sweet and nice. And obviously Review, I just every episode wanted to cry for you.
That was one of my favorite, next to the Playing House, that Review was one of my favorite things I've ever done. I think that is close to a perfect, and I had nothing to do with it, a perfect show.
Yeah.
Andy Daly has never been more perfect in a role in his life. He should have retired, honestly. After
that show, it should have gone out on top.
Exactly. Like, it will never be funnier. You know, Fred Willard killing my father yeah, in space. Like, and nobody's seen Review. Nobody
yeah,
has seen it.
Yeah, it is.
I like to do shows Andrew, that nobody
deep cut,
has seen.
Actually. Yeah, that's a deep, deep cut.
I laugh about that scene of Fred Willard's body just bouncing around the cabin of that spaceship so often.
Just
see, it's funny that you think of us as playing very different types, because I find us to be quite interchangeable. And in fact, there have been many yes. times in our careers where I've been like, oh, I can't do this, or I have to pull out. And I literally am like, I probably could get Jessica St. Clair in here in a fitting in the next hour to play this very role. And I feel the
in
same
the same for, size,
honestly, in the
yeah.
same costumes, like keep the costumes, keep everything. Keep the hair extensions, like she'll just slot herself in.
Yeah. I mean, Jessica, you can do the like bad bitch energy. Like on Everything's Trash, you have the line with your assistant where you're like, you need to either smoke more cigarettes or stop, which was so funny, where you're just torturing
that's so
this
good.
Like
I can't
intern.
Wait to see that. Can't wait to see that.
And you have that energy, Jessica. You could.
Mm-hmm. She does.
Yes. Every time. Yes. I'm when I play closer to myself, it's, you know, and that's the only reason that I play not bitchy is if I've written it, quite frankly.
Yeah.
That's that. Otherwise, like, that bitch is a very, that, you know what I always think about, like, you know, in Men in Black, where the little alien is inside of the person when they like blow its head off. That's how, when I have to play that bitchy person, I can take a nap in as myself and let my alien drive
that. Yeah. Nice.
It's actually very relaxing.
That sounds cool. Like, just let the bitch alien.
Just let that bitch come out. And I don't, and like, I always wonder, like, obviously they're a part of us. Like, we, you don't, you can't, when people play evil people all the time, I'm like, oh, something's rotten within.
Yeah.
Because you can't. So I know that that's a part of me, and it feels very freeing to be so nasty, because obviously I'm struggling so hard to keep that under wraps.
Yeah.
June struggles less hard. She lets,
I don't struggle with that. Yeah.
Yeah. You're just like, no, it's the bitch alien is always there.
You know what? Listen, like, I don't even consider, like, I when people are like, oh, Brianna's such a bitch, I'm like, oh, I don't see her that way. I see her as quite lovely and sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just don't have that. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't subscribe to that.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to it. I'm like, I find it very refreshing when people speak plainly.
Yeah. And your character in Home Economics is the same way. She like is just dominating. She's like, this is what I want.
Yes.
Again, just another mother, I would say.
Yeah. Big mother energy. I love that.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that. But thank you. I mean, I love these. These are, you know, and Jessica and I haven't really had work together all that often. We have here and there, but I just find her to be one of the funniest people, honestly, I've ever like improvised with, ever just acted with. Like, she's just unreal.
Well, in Playing House, we knew that we would write a part for June where she would out Jessica me. And that was one of the highlights, to be in that weird hotel wherever we shot, and you were in that white blazer just like destroying me,
eating a bowl of spaghetti. Yeah.
It was one of Lennon's, you know, favorite things to watch, me be out bitched. It was just so wonderful. Just,
another amazing show in Deep Cut that I did watch, and if you haven't watched it out there, you need to.
Please. Playing House. You have to scour the internet for my shows, but you will find them eventually.
Yeah.
It'll be 15 to 20 minutes of looking.
Review is on Paramount Plus now, FYI.
How?
By the way,
what is Paramount Plus?
I will tell you in turn, because I don't know if we can start to talk our favorite streaming services as well as our favorite shows. Okay, great.
Yeah, actually, let's get into it.
I will say Paramount Plus has been providing.
What is on Paramount? Yeah.
Paramount Plus.
I'm going to tell you, and can I say, Ashley, this is one of the shows that I am watching and fucking loving right now is The Good Fight.
Oh, The Good Fight is so good. I think it's one of the best spinoffs we've ever had. It's better to me than The Good Wife.
I've never seen The Good Wife.
You don't even need to.
I haven't needed to, and I'm following right along. Jessica, Christine Baranski's performance in this show, actually everyone, but it is what they do in the show. I keep on turning to Paul, my husband, and I'm like, I can't believe this is on TV. Like, especially during the Trump era. Like, I can't believe some of the shit they're doing and going for. And I keep on saying to him, this was on CBS. And he's like, Paramount Plus.
Yeah, I was like, because I think The Good Wife was on CBS. And then The Good Fight is like only Paramount Plus,
only Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
A boutique experience. But Christine Baranski, and I will tell you, I followed her into The Gilded Age, which I know I might be the only one of our age who has watched that, where she plays a dowager.
Yes.
Widow.
You know,
very slow moving
show.
At
the same time. She was going like from Good Fight to...
Okay, we're at peak Baranski right now.
These are the peak Baranski years.
If you want to go back and watch Mamma Mia... Then you're going to
go further back and watch my favorite movie. I know we're talking TV shows, but Bowfinger.
Fine.
Good.
Fine. she, so we can't even say we're a peak Baranski because she's always peak.
Been
no
good.
Matter
it's
when
always,
you find her, she is, and talk about just, bad bitch energy.
Like a
she's
golden
like
age.
She's sitting in it now.
Well, yeah, this is a gilded these are the Baranski years, and we are living, we are lucky to be alive during the Baranski era. I can't get over The Good Fight. And I am...
very excited.
Yes. It is so and, good, Jessica. And it's so, and Ashley, I'm only so on season four. Like there's more to come.
Yeah. And it's still, I think this current season might be the last or the next one is the last. They were like, we're going to end it, you know, on our terms. And it's just still as good as it was. Like it has never dropped in quality. And it's wonderful. Probably the best thing Paramount Plus has. Honestly, all they have is like that. And then all the Viacom shows and CBS shows.
The Viacom show.
Yeah, which is old MT. Like they have all the old True Life episodes and Real World.
That's wild. That's a wild.
But there is no good curated experience I there. I find it to be worth every penny of that, that monthly subscription to have The Good Fight.
Yeah.
Right. I'm really, really enjoying it.
Which really is the only thing I watch on it. And review, of course.
Please give Gilded Age a shot. I you would be surprised. I know. See, June and I, you couldn't have two people on who are best friends and yet more different taste. And I find that with most of my best friends. Lennon, same. Like June's Lullaby is a true crime show.
Of course.
Or Alone. Or, you know, a RuPaul's Drag Race. That to me would be too activating. I wouldn't be able to sleep for weeks or months. And I get so afraid of some of those shows, RuPaul's, of course, that I actually ask you guys to tell me the stories of them like you would a child where you cut out some of the stuff you know I can't handle. So I feel like I've seen Alone because I had June's told me about some episodes and I had Lennon tell me some lullabies on Sunday where she told me about what it's like when they take their shirts off and you see their frail bodies that are falling apart.
Ashley, have you seen Alone?
I have. So John Gabris was on the episode a few weeks ago and he recommended it. And so I dived in because he was like, this show, you have to check it out. It's wild. It's terrifying. And yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I don't think that's Paramount Plus. That's, I believe the current season is on Netflix or the last season's on Netflix.
On Netflix.
And then I think the rest of it you can get on Hulu.
Yeah, Hulu. If you have like, I don't know, live TV, it's all so complicated.
It's all so complicated now, but I have all of them. I am
of
a TV lover. Yeah, I need all my options. I need to cook with
Peacock?
A lot of different ingredients. Of course I have Peacock, honey.
I don't know why I have Peacock.
They're killing the comedy game. Peacock.
What are they? Yes. What do they got on Peacock? Oh. What do we got on Peacock? Well, we've got Girls
Five Eva, Shrink, Eva. The Resort, which is really good. Rutherford Falls.
Rutherford Falls is Ed Helms.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Charm. You know, Rutherford Falls, it sounds right up my alley.
It is a wonderful watch.
Charm City? Yeah. Charm City?
Rutherford Falls is amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a charming weekend watch. It makes you feel good, but it's really wonderful. Funny. It's people keep saying it's kind of like a modern Parks and Rec, but I don't really think it is. It's way darker and more sarcastic. So
it's quite good. I mean, I'm finding a lot on Peacock. And you know what was on Peacock that I loved? Was Renee Zellweger's miniseries,
The Thing About Pam.
Pam.
I loved The Thing About Pam.
What is
The
Thing
About Pam?
I still have
a few
episodes.
That sounds scary. Jessica, it's so fucking well done.
So
it's based on a Dateline
good.
Podcast.
Nope.
See, I knew you were going to say this.
No, give it a shot.
It's a performance of her career, Ashley.
Me too. And it just did not get as much recognition as I thought it deserved. A lot of people were upset because she wore a fat suit and prosthetics, but it's part of the character's journey.
Yeah.
Because she does all of this so she can like.
And that's part of Renee Zellweger's journey as an actress. Like she's always in a fat suit. And you know, Casey and I talked about this, like America wants her in a fat suit.
Yeah.
We love her.
Canceled yourself.
I'm sorry, you might have to cut this part.
In the show, she like gets plastic surgery. So it's like any actor would have needed the prosthetics and stuff because like the change is so radical.
Guys,
so it's a little like.
Why does she get the surgery so she can slice people in her basement? To kill
people. I'm
going to
tell you something, Jessica.
I will not watch
it. It's really funny. It's so funny.
Funny. Ashley, that moment she comes in and every scene she's slipping like
the sipping, where she's
sipping a giant slurpee.
And, you know, she always was telling me her husband was dangerous and she was afraid. Yep. And you're just
like, this is a good impression, Jessica. Yeah. And she's like,
and when she's just like, and she told me he liked to play a game where he'd put a pillow over her face and just strangle her and strangle her. And you're just like,
it's so funny. There's one scene where she's holding her Slurpee and she is like watching Pam's daughters. Everyone's so perfectly cast.
Yeah.
She's watching Pam's daughters like deal with their mother's death or try to figure something out. And she is sipping on her Slurpee and she falls back on purpose into a like a giant beanbag. And I was crying laughing so hard. I'm like, this performance is like, I'm thinking about that performance and I'm like, if I'm her, I wouldn't know how to modulate that sort of tone of that show.
I think anyone else would have messed the tone up and she nailed it.
Nailed it. And Keith Morrison of Dateline fame
narrates it.
Is actually narrating the show.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's insane, but it is based on true crime, but they have produced it so beautifully and wonderfully. It is not scary. It is just fascinating and yeah, Ashley, what happened? Is she not nominated for Emmys for that?
I think she did get a nomination for limited series.
That's why they make those things limited series.
Just so you can have that nomination.
I see.
Yeah, and they did talk about
we're living in the age of a limited series.
Yeah, that's about doing a sequel, but I mean, there's really no more story to tell. She's in jail. That's
good
it.
Thing it's over.
Yeah.
I love that show.
That was my number two best like scammer show pick of last year. Like that, because it was like the year of scammer shows the one about Theranos, The Dropout. That was my number one. And then the thing about Pam was number two because she is a scammer. It's more scamming than murder.
Okay.
Yes. Scared about it.
Yeah.
I want to watch it for the Slurpee work.
I feel like
it's up there with Nancy Botwin in Weeds with the straw work. It's iconic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to give it a shot.
But you're right. Peacock had that.
Yeah.
And actually, I think that was my first time on Peacock.
Yeah. That Dr. Death is also really good and kind of in the same area. It's like about this doctor who is an alcoholic and drug addict who hides it. And then he can't when he kills like 11 patients.
Nope.
Oh, I got to get into that.
It's incredible. It has like Alec Baldwin.
Dr. Death from Los Angeles?
He's in Texas because he actually worked at the same hospital my mom went to. So I was oh my gosh, mom, did you ever have Dr. Death?
Oh, God.
Did she ever interact with him?
No, she was just like, he was at Baylor. And when that all broke, they like sent stuff to like the people, like frequent people who go to Baylor and had regular appointments. And they were just like, you may have heard the bad news about the doctor we let kill like 14 people.
That's really a tough email to get.
Oh, yeah.
God. You know who went to high school with Bobby Durst, the Jinx, is Danielle Schneider's mother.
Wow.
And the only thing she says about him was, he was always very popular. Fun to have at a party. Yeah, like one of the popular crowd. Just know you could be in high school with the most popular guy could end up being the Jinx.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Dr. Death, they were like, he was so fun at parties. He would like do coke all night. But then they also were like, and then he'd go perform surgery at like 5 in the morning.
Nobody asked a question about that.
Yeah. It's like,
I mean, listen, most serial killers are.
Oh, God, guys, how did this happen? Move on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No more scary stuff.
What I love about Hulu is that there's a lot of 2020s on there.
Yeah. They got all the 2020s. They got all the Datelines, the Con, all those ABC investigates. I love it.
So
they are like a warm blanket for me.
Yes.
That's insane to me. And I feel like is the profile of an actual psychopath who likes to go to sleep to that kind of shit.
I fall asleep to like Evil Lives Here and like Snapped.
I truly don't. I don't get it. I'm like, and Lennon, now you gotta have rest. Lennon Parham on, Ashley, next. Have Lennon on. In fact, she should be here now. And if I could, I would text her and have her sub in because the shit you're telling me will now haunt me. Just those details. Let's talk Emily in Paris.
That was
like, let's talk about
that. Okay, let's talk about
about where people move to foreign countries.
I'll share one from my watch list. That's fun. And then we'll do yours. And then we'll move off the scary. But Hulu also does have a lot of scary. Just Run, The Girl from Plainville. So many scary little limited series.
I haven't seen Girl from Plainville. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it's good.
You know what they did have, which I actually, this is where Jessica, I do agree with you. It was one of the few shows, the sort of true crime. It was actually, I think, a movie, but it was on Hulu, which I wish I hadn't seen. Which
and now
was
you're
that,
gonna tell me. About
no,
it.
I'm not. I'm not so going to. I don't. You know what I'm talking about, Ashley? It was the one that Chrissy Teigen. It was an American murder family like that.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The guy and the wife and the two kids.
And that one.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That one and the way they sliced it together with all of her social
her
media.
Her social media where she's like, it made me so, there's like one Facebook status she had that haunts me where she's like, my husband won't duck me. He's just doing like 50 push-ups every hour. And it's like she has no idea about the affair and all this, and it just
so he's gonna end up then killing them all. Here's
the
thing:
he ends up killing them all, and it's really upsetting because he gets like super into. You gotta always be careful when you see middle-aged men.
Yeah,
this is another PSA.
Yeah,
get in shape to a degree that's like you got. That's a red flag.
That's
when anybody gets in great shape, it means a change is a coming.
Exactly,
they're either gonna divorce you, cheat on you, or leave the country in the middle of the night. You need to understand that.
Yeah.
Like, fine.
Or
get
kill
in,
you.
Yeah,
in this
and
case,
or
kill you.
Kill you.
Children,
and she's just all her Facebook statuses are just like, he's not taking the kids to school because he's too busy doing burpees and CrossFit. And it's just like.
Yeah, he's obsessed with CrossFit.
Yeah, obsessed.
I won't tell you, but there are details. There's some stuff in that documentary.
Yeah,
it's
already
amazingly
told me
done.
It is really well done.
Too much. It's well done, but I'm like, that's one of the few ones where I was like, oh, it's a bridge too far, even for me. Like, my mind has wandered back to certain things that were said there.
Oh, and I started like researching the mistress after. I was like, I need to know everything. And
why? Remember her search history, Ashley?
Yeah. Yeah. And she's just like living her life. Like, she's like, I have no idea.
Living her life.
And it's like, okay, girl. Okay. Okay. Let's get off the scary stuff.
I couldn't be more upset right now. It's 10 a.m. How am I supposed to live the rest of my day, let alone my life, with these details?
It's good stuff.
You know, Paul Scheer's getting in shape. Like, he's definitely into his fitness. So you should be thinking about...
I mean,
yeah, it might be a long game for him. You just want to be careful. You just want to be careful. It might be a long game for him.
Yeah.
Okay. If he leaves them going with him, he knows that. Like, try to get rid of
we'll
like,
both go
please
out.
Do try.
TV, I say.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Okay, what's on your watch list? You get to, share one now. No, Jessica, it's you.
Okay, I only watch. This is where, first of all, you need to understand that I left a book club that June hosted because the books were too scary, and I had suggested to try to stay in the book club. I tried to steer us to
scary. They were just dealing with like humanity and sort of the depths of the human experience.
They were always scary. Like, all the titles were like, run, girl, get out of here. Like, Like every story was like a girl puts on her running shoes, and I thought, well, here we go.
Here we go. She's Dead getting nabbed. She's getting taken.
Maybe we had a Gone Girl once. Okay.
They were always bad. And so then I suggested to June that maybe we try to read some how-to books, like some like
that
manuals.
Did not
of,
go
like,
over well. That.
And she said no. So then I said, I have to leave. I can't do this. I can't be a part of this. This can't be my homework. So anyway, all I do, because I can only watch maybe 20 minutes of television before I fall asleep, because I obviously have chronic fatigue, is a show about someone who goes to a foreign country. It has to be so different from my life. And it's always, and maybe I should talk about this in analysis, but it's always about someone escaping their reality and starting over again. And I would like to make a public service announcement, which is there aren't enough of those shows. I like shows where people travel back in time.
Oh,
okay.
Love that,
if it's a different time, anything that happens in a different. So Bridgerton was a straight, and I'm sure people
Bridgerton.
Have been on talking about it.
Actually, we haven't really had anyone talk about the last season, which I thought was just the sexiest, even though it had less sex in the first season. It was hot.
Okay, sometimes no you. Actual sex is sexier.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
People love
it's like a slip of the ankle and a little bit
they
of the
don't
collarbone.
Kiss.
They don't kiss. Just Kate ooh, being so like hot. In the when she's in the nightgown, like in the library, and he like you can tell he just wants to take her, and she's just like,
He says amazing. To her, the things I could teach you. He is engaged to her sister. Who is the diamond of the season.
Yeah.
And he is engaged to his sister. He has trauma with his father dying.
Yeah.
And he feels he needs to uphold the family name, but he is in obsession.
As the firstborn son, a lot of pressure.
As the firstborn son. And he is obsessed with the older sister who is there only to make a match for her younger sister. She is resigned herself to live a
like
life
Hamilton.
Of spinsterdom.
Yeah, because also she's like, you know, not royal. She's technically like a bastard or something. Because,
her dad, right?
Like the, wait, I think her mom died and then her dad remarried or her.
That's something like that.
Yeah.
Yes. It's so hot. They breathe into each other's mouths. Okay. And everyone loved to say, oh, where was all the sex of the first season? Well, on the first season, people getting eaten out on stairways.
Yeah.
They're getting getting fucked on those library, like the, Beauty and the Beast climbs
up. Yeah, like the ladder.
The ladders, library ladders while servants are outside listening.
Yeah.
Every which way to Sunday, she's getting pile-drived. Yeah. Okay.
That's the whole plot of the first season is like, get her pregnant.
Wow. Okay. So yes, that is hot. Yes.
You need to see that.
Yeah.
Next season, Shonda, of course, delivers us surprises because she is the queen. Talk about mother. She is my mother.
Shonda, I still watch Grey's Anatomy.
I've never seen it.
Never seen
but
it.
But I have a sister in Long Island who literally has watched the entire thing and then restarts it.
Yeah.
So I have, it's in my blood, it's in my bloodline.
Yeah.
But I haven't.
And for some reason, I've only seen the finale where there's like a shooter loose in the hospital.
I've seen that one like 8 million times
on
an airplane.
Yeah, that's like the season 4 finale. That's like, that happened forever ago.
That's more than anything I
would. You know what, Jess? That's so weird. I feel like everyone has seen that. That's
why.
It's sort of like the, I don't know.
It's one of the peak episodes. It's like the one where Derek.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, like Derek has this intense thing because the guys or this lady who dies husband comes back and decides to shoot up the hospital because they didn't like save his wife. And there's this big moment where Meredith is almost like, I'll sacrifice myself for Derek. And she's like, I can't do this without you. And it's intense.
It's intense.
I have also, it's funny how certain episodes, like I have not seen it, but I have seen it much like the Punky Brewster episode where that child gets caught. Stuck in the refrigerator. Like, I feel like everybody, Jess, do you not know that?
I feel like everybody in my generation
saw that.
No.
Interesting.
Is it a very serious one where she gets stuck in?
It was like a learning thing, right? Like, kids don't play hide and seek.
Now, I think refrigerators have changed since then where you actually can't get stuck in a refrigerator.
Yeah, there's like now I think a way to like push it so kids don't die in them. Because this, I guess, was a big thing in the 80s.
It was like they would go in there and then not be able to get out. But I do think you can get out, even though I have warned both of my children to never go in the refrigerator.
Yeah, it's very important lesson.
Because I'm like, let's not test out this theory. Let's just like not go in.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like they've probably had to update that technology.
I should hope so. Like, I should hope so.
I feel like
so.
Five kids die hiding in a refrigerator and you gotta change things.
You gotta make a yes. Let's go back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
Let's get the plans out.
I'm really curious. I don't have children. You both do. Yeah. How do you find TV shows you can like watch with your kids that also entertain you? Because I just...
Bob's Burgers. BB has now watched every episode of Bob's Burgers from every season 18 times. And a lot of people would say, is an eight-year-old, is that appropriate? If it is really excellent comedy, for me, that's enough. We can look past a weird theme or a bad word. Although I do think Bob's Burgers became very family friendly towards the end. But Bob's Burgers, yes, I now know.
That's a great idea. I'm going to get into that. I will say, you know what I really enjoyed? Babysitter's Club.
The new one. Yeah, that was really good. Yeah,
I really liked watching that with my eight-year-old. And also Alone.
Oh, interesting.
And your children like watching that. They aren't.
They both, an eight-year-old, six-year-old, they both enjoy watching it because there's bears and the threat of bears. And often like people actually like having very close encounters with grizzlies. The last season was Alone, Grizzly Mountain. I mean, they were on Grizzly Mountain.
Everybody's you will never get them to go camping now. And that's also because you don't want to go camping.
Yeah. Listen, but seeing people build their own homes and create their own shelters and like have to put a fire together. Again, I'll never do any of these things.
Yeah.
But I love watching it and they are very into it. And anything that has like a competition factor, they really enjoy. They also love Holy Moly.
Oh, yeah.
What's Holy Moly?
Oh, Jess, it's so good. So Holy Moly is a mini golf competition show that Rob Riggle hosts. Rob is so fucking funny on it. Oh, Jess, you love it.
Yeah, a comedian friend of mine was like on an episode, and that's what made me watch it. Mark Smalls, he's like a golf comedian, and he was in it.
Guys, that's definitely I've seen every episode.
I'm sure I've seen him.
It's really... funny, and the commentary makes me laugh. The kids absolutely love it. And then we also watched a show called another kind of interesting concept. I think it was called like The Great Domino Show or something like that, where Eric Stone Street hosted it. And I'm going to fuck up her name. Winnie from Wonder Years, Danica.
Oh, Danica.
Oh, because she's a math person.
Yeah, she's like a math person now.
Was this like putting together?
There were four different teams and they had access to this giant workspace with every domino you could ever imagine.
Ooh.
And then they each had a theme, like one theme for one show was like Vegas. And they had to create, and then within the theme, they'd have specific challenges, like you need to use fire or you need, and so they create these giant domino runs that have, some of them have chain reactions and.
Yeah, I'm loving this already.
They're just, it's unbelievable. And so the kids got really into it. And then I started getting into it and found on YouTube, there's this young girl. I mean, she's probably a little bit older now. She's probably like 12 or 13, but she has been doing dominoes since she was super young. And it is a lot of engineering. It is a lot of, and so they want, you know, girls also to kind of get involved in it. And it's like, I think it's such a beautiful mix of creativity and math.
Right. Yeah. And if I can just really say something about television and children, okay? Because I always said, you know, oh yeah, don't watch a screen and the screens and the Silicon Valley parents don't have the screens. But I will say that like, I am who I am because of television. I really knew when I was in like a writer's room, you know, for Playing House, sometimes I have to stop myself and say, is this a plot from a Flintstones episode?
Yeah.
Because I think that the television we watched was actually pure. I think that the television we watched was perfect story structure. I'd come home to back-to-back episodes of The Flintstones. Then I would roll in, take a break, roll into One Day at a Time, Three's Company, which is why I live in Santa Monica, you know, and then what, Golden Girls, Designing Women.
Yeah, Golden Girls was a big impact lineup on me.
Golden Girls, the murder mystery episode. I mean, so these are, so I feel like I feel good about TV for kids because,
you know, I feel like they get inspired. I do too. And I'm also like, sometimes Paul and I are like, you know, we built this house with TV. Like, who are we to say, yeah, you know, you can't watch this. Like, this is our bread and butter. Sweeties, you're here because TV paid for you to be here.
God bless TV. God bless America. Yes.
That, yeah, exactly. That is what TV I say is all about. Yes.
And it's comfort and it delivers comfort to people. And that's what I've always liked. Gilmore Girls, that got me through the darkest of times. Like, I can pinpoint those shows that saved literally my mental health.
Yeah, Sex and the City got me through the first year of quarantine. I watched it for the first time.
Did you watch? So how did we feel about Sex and the City 2, season 2?
I liked it. It was entertaining. It was fluff that I loved. Yeah.
Ashley, you said the right thing because June has like severed friendships over. I'm serious.
She's like, podcast over.
I respect however people want to feel about it, but I actually, it's one thing I'm super clear on. Like, does everything need to be a debate with people? Do we all need to share our points of view on everything? Like, I'm kind of like, agency. I want to be over here with my show that has brought me a lot of comfort and joy. Yeah.
It was the show I looked forward to the most every week. I was happy they did like the weekly rollout because I was really just like, what Che getting up to this week? Like, what?
What is she getting up to and what's Miranda getting up to? I also felt like that was one. And I think we don't have a good attention span these days in terms of sticking with a show. And that first episode was rocky. Okay. It was shocking to the senses to see them back.
Yeah, to see them back.
But thank God Lennon said to me, stay with it. Stay in there. Don't abandon your girls. They're going to deliver you the goods.
Yeah.
And they did.
They did.
So that's when I would say, like, do not, like, everyone loved to judge. And this is also why I hate TV reviews, because people gets ahead of the story and then you write it off when really possibly by episode 3, you're seeing some beautiful work, which Sarah Jessica Parker, I felt like that was a performance of a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
I can't wait for the next season.
By the way, Aiden's coming back.
Yeah, I saw Aiden's coming back news. And I don't know how I feel about that. Are people not team Aiden?
Why?
I was never team Aiden.
I just feel like Aiden is better off with someone else. Like, they just aren't meant to be together.
Unless she's dead. We don't know what happened to Aiden.
And honestly, I'm going to say something. I think Aiden's a bit vanilla.
Yeah. He was always a bit vanilla. I feel like he just wants to, at the end of the day, like, live on a farm somewhere and isn't really about her life.
Guys, we don't know what's happened to Aiden since we've last seen him. Life can deal you blows. I think that was the point of season 1. We don't know what life has given him that has revealed different layers for him that we didn't know about. I loved them together. I loved her in those extensions. I want June in those extensions right now. She won't give it to me. I loved that era where she was keeping the blow dryer, you know, at his house, you know, and he was making her chairs.
Yeah.
I mean, never forget, he made her that beautiful chair that still to this day is in the apartment, I believe.
I think so. Yeah.
I think it is.
I think it was like a big Easter egg in the reboot. Everyone was like, there's the chair in her storage.
There's the chair. I mean, I just think that ultimately he does want to be doing like woodwork and furniture work on a big farm with like a huge studio.
I think
and
he
animals.
Wants to like have kids and like, you know.
He had them. He had a baby.
Oh,
he had a baby. She
did have a baby, Ashley. Right. Remember that scene with he had the baby Bjorn.
Yeah.
I want to see her get it. I want to see her get it from that last kiss she had in season 1.
Yeah.
I could not have been happier about that moment.
Right.
I couldn't have been happier
about
too.
It. Yeah. Oh, it just built up so perfectly. It was great.
Perfect.
That's how it's done. That is how rom-com TV is done. It's perfect.
Bingo. Yeah, you're not going to tell me, Michael Patrick King, that we're not in good hands.
Right.
Okay? He's the male Shonda. Like, I'm sorry, but we're in good hands. I think he knows his way around
okay?
Season.
And a lot of, they'd call him father online.
Thank you.
Yes, he is father.
He is father. father.
And you know, it's so interesting because what I love about these two shows, well, I'm going to talk about Golden Girls and Sex and the City and just like that, but it, you know, my understanding of, I think, womanhood was that the real joy and funny and fun was later in life.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And yes. Yeah. I've never been afraid of getting old because Golden Girls. Neither.
And that's why I was on a show about two women aging for 7 years on Grace and Frankie. But it's like, I love it. That's the kind of TV. That's where TV is not just like comfort, but it really does change, you know, cultural understanding of what we could possibly gain as we age. And I think that that's so cool. And I, you know, the Golden Girls to me, I was like, that's the exact setup. And it still is that I'm working toward.
Yeah.
I have a Pinterest page with my best friend called Galpad. That is how we will eventually decorate the home we share.
Oh, I plan on doing mine exactly like the house in the Golden Girls. I just want that like early 90s, late 80s aesthetic. The muted, like,
love that house. That was, you know, it's crazy too, because that was a multi-camera comedy, okay? Yeah. But God, they really lived in those moments as you forgot the laugh track. I really felt that. Like,
because what's so wild also about forgetting the laugh track is Bea Arthur is doing like some of her takes, like that classic like Bea Arthur. And I know this is an audio medium and I just did a visual reference.
You can't see, but it was her classic like slow head turn when like Rose says something really dumb.
They're so, I'm so glad. God, I can't believe we haven't spoken about Bea Arthur yet. But like, it's so brilliant because it is a multicam like theatrical performance. And yet... It is so fucking real and subtle too. I'm like, that show works on so many different levels.
Yeah.
That she's able to give a performance like that and do a slow ass burn to camera at points, it looks like. And it, yet it seems like a Nicole Holof centerpiece.
Yeah.
In my mind too, those sets are burned.
Oh, of course.
I know exactly where their kitchen door is.
Outside of the house.
I know what Blanche's bedroom looks like. I know where Dorothy has that. And I know they have that little outdoor patio where they had some scenes.
We were rarely on it. It was always nice to be on it.
And yeah, I think they had like a whole thing where it's like the credenza has to be fixed and blah, blah, blah. And
yes.
Yeah. And I believe there was a very emotional scene with Betty White out there. And I forget if it was her daughter. Was it with her daughter or something? I can't remember.
They had kids.
It was nighttime. It was nighttime.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's coming back to me.
Was it?
It was an iconic scene. Anyway, and then Stan. I mean, this is why the more television you can have your kids watch, the better. Because that is something that obviously we carried with us, you know, and did change. It's why we have the vision of living with our best friends in old age. It's why we knew that women could be funny.
Yeah.
You know, Laverne and Shirley changed the game for me. It was like, I want to do that show eventually when I'm in my 30s.
You know, I also watched, which few people did, but it was a big deal in my family. We watched Empty Nest, which came on after the Golden Girls spinoff. Did you see it, Ashley?
I have watched it just like studying TV history.
That's hilarious. That poor
like
redhead.
Empty Nest and the one they did with the hotel, Golden.
Oh, It's a Living?
They did. It was the Golden Girls spinoff of like where they without Bea Arthur, and it's like them running a hotel, and it only lasted for like 8 or 9 episodes.
That's insane.
And it was called everyone but Bea Arthur. I don't even know.
Bea Arthur was the only one who was like, I am not coming back to this.
That's insane. I never knew this existed.
Yeah. And it's like they sell the house and they go try to like run in like basically a bed and breakfast.
That's wild. I never want to see that. Never in my life.
It's bad, but it is on Hulu.
Okay, that's crazy.
And Don
Cheadle's
in it.
Don Cheadle
with Betty White.
That's fucking crazy.
Also, a little trivia note. In the whole history of Golden Girls, Betty White has sex more times than Carrie does in all of Sex and the City.
That's crazy.
Just a little. In my research and my studies, Rose has more sex.
I never knew she ever got it.
Yeah. Obviously, Blanche is putting up the most numbers.
Can I ask a little bit about that data? So
I don't remember her.
Can I dive into the
data?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we count. You go through like every time she goes on a date. There are times she talks about like oh, you know, like that was hot. We had sex. And if you go through all the episodes, she goes on more dates and has more sex than Carrie does in all of Sex in the City.
I always thought she was pining for her husband from St. Olaf.
Oh, yeah.
From her. But I guess the memory of her husband doesn't stop her from getting
not
again,
at all.
Every so which way to Sunday. Guys, a little trivia for you about Betty White, which is that when Lennon and I had our first show, BFF, Best Friends Forever, which again, good luck finding it. It does exist somewhere. I don't know where.
Can Peacock put that on?
Yeah. Peacock's buying like all the old CISO shows. Yeah. They're like buying.
Guys, when I tell you that every couple months I inquire as to why neither of my shows can find their way to any eyeballs. Yeah. And I am told, like, it's don't ask us again. Like, stop calling us, lose our number. But anyway, when we were doing BFF, we're putting our heart and soul into it. Both of us went to the ER because we were so tired and putting it all on. And then we got, our producer came to us and said, terrible news. Betty White's off their rockers, which was a prank show.
A prank show, yeah.
Where they pranked old people. Yeah. Is doing double the numbers that you are. And it was, we were following off their rockers. That was our lead in.
I'm remembering this. Yeah.
On NBC Universal. And they said, we are going to cease airing your show at the fourth episode so that we can replace it with Off Their Rockers. And I was so conflicted because Betty White was essentially putting the nail in my coffin of my dreams. And it was, Lennon and I took the saddest walk around the Universal lot, and we kept passing this, the Jurassic Park ride. So we were crying, and then it was like, you know, it compassed us. And it was like, we couldn't rectify these two things, that this icon was essentially killing our dreams.
And your show was amazing, and it's getting replaced by a prank show.
Yeah. And one of our most beloved, you know, actresses.
And when she passed away, I said to myself, it's time for me to bury the hatchet.
I think like, so.
Time to forgive.
I think so, yeah.
Put that to rest. You
I
know,
don't think she knew what she was. It really wasn't her fault.
It wasn't. You know.
And I know you didn't have anything to do with her passing.
I would hope.
I don't know. I mean, that's something I got to work out like energetically, because I definitely put a lot of anger towards her.
I don't think you wished her well.
Yeah.
I didn't. You know, I don't think she was in your... I still can't enjoy her anymore. I can't. Wow. And that hurts me.
You know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
We have talked about so much television, and I feel like there's still so much TV we could talk about, and we've gone over our time. Like, we've just, this has been the best TV conversation I've ever had.
Ashley, I could do this all day.
You both delivered.
I would love you to come on the deep dive so we can continue this conversation.
Please,
and
please.
Could do some cross-pollination, because we... This is actually, I am now fully understanding how important this work is that you
do. Exactly.
It's so important.
I am making scholarship. Yeah, I'm making TV Club happen. I'm saying you don't need movies. TV. TV has it.
You don't need books.
You don't need books.
You don't need reading. Like,
not
enough with the book club. Yeah. Enough with the book club.
Especially with scary books.
No more scary books. If someone's lacing up a sneaker, put that book down and turn on... the TV.
Yeah.
Now listen, and I'm going to make a call, if you don't mind, for myself. There are so few shows about people going to foreign countries and living their best lives. So if any of your listeners have some, that even if they're on a British platform, I'll find it. If they could just DM me and let me know, is there something I haven't
Have you
unearthed?
Done Starstruck on HBO Max?
What the fuck? What is that?
It's beautiful. It's like a rom-com show. It's about this girl and she goes to England to like live her best life. And like, she has like a whatever job. She falls in love with an actor who's like very famous and she doesn't realize he's a famous actor. And then it's
it's
amazing.
This is the content. Boom. Okay. They're out. I know they're out there. Needs.
Yeah. And you got two Thank whole you, seasons and they're Wonderful. A quick watch. It's like 8 episodes. So.
Oh, Trying is a really beautiful show that I just started watching.
And I'd like to, when you come on our podcast, I'd like to talk about Call My Agent.
Oh, I love Call My Agent.
Yeah. Okay,
oh,
so we'll talk about that. Okay, so we
I'd
do
like
have
to
wrap
talk
it up.
About the overcoats. I'd like to talk about the lead character who I love, her overcoats.
Yes.
Okay.
We need a full hour. Yeah, we need to talk about her and that actress.
And that show.
Also do an hour on Sylvie from Emily in Paris and from, beautiful French actress who was in the bikini in Saint-Tropez. Can we just do an hour on her?
Absolutely.
And on French actresses.
I need her to get a spinoff. I want her to get an Emily in Paris spinoff. That's like about Sylvie coming into who she is.
I think our podcast needs to become kind of a wrap-up show for yours.
Just lead one into the other.
Yeah, we're like, we do the wrap-up like Howard Stern does. Yeah.
Great idea.
But thank
you. I've always seen myself actually. As a Robin.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Do you want to leave our listeners with one recommendation? I feel like you've already given so many, but we typically at the end will say one recommendation. What do you got?
It has to be TV, right? Can't be a movie. Wait, how about the Downton Abbey movie? I just watched the Downton.
I'll let that count. I'll let that count.
Will you allow it?
I'll allow it.
Because it takes place in south of France. And Maggie Smith does a beautiful bedside performance.
Yeah, I will allow it. It does continue on the story of the TV show. So, yes.
Okay, thank you.
You know, I can't believe I'm ending on this note, but I just watched it last night. And I don't know. I think there's like 6 episodes on Netflix. It's that docuseries called The Most Hated Man on the Internet.
Oh, yeah. It's on Netflix. I watched that one last weekend.
It's quite upsetting.
It's so upsetting. And I just forgot about that time period when people were awful on the internet and posting people's nudes and revenge porn without, concern. And I was like,
it really haunted me. And it just sort of unearthed, I don't know, for me, like raising 2 boys, I was like, okay, the level of like misogyny that's available on the internet. And it was an important watch and God damn it. My heart just broke for these women.
And that one mom, my hero.
Oh, a hero.
Talk about mother.
Mother. And that man who ended up buying the site.
Yeah.
Who had his own like heart-wrenching story about bullying and this like man who stepped up to help these women. I was riveted by the docuseries. I don't even know if it's that good or well done.
I thought it was really well done. Really good.
I thought it was too.
It's like in line with like the one they did on... What's the girls who like show Girls Gone Wild.
Oh, the what?
Yes. Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah, they did a documentary on like that guy. And it's kind of the same where it's these horrible men who took advantage of this cultural moment of people not caring about women in the early 2000s.
Yes. And
it's
just
crazy
was like,
to me what was allowed. It just is
so
and
shocked,
when I feel bad, honestly, about humanity, I think to myself, well, at least we're not there. Right now, at least things like that are being questioned,
investigated.
Whereas,
yeah,
we were just like,
there's laws
like,
against revenge porn and stuff now. People, I think, are like, it's
honestly,
bad.
Kamala Harris was a big part of revenge porn laws in California. Thank you, when she was Senator Harris. So that's one recommendation, just because if you want to dip your toes into it, it's on my mind and it hasn't left me yet.
And that was a TVISA pick a few weeks ago. So go check it out on Netflix.
Wonderful.
Ladies, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much,
Ashley. What a pleasure.
Yeah, I was going to say, but check out the deep dive. You know where these two ladies are. You know where to find them.
You find us where you might find us is where you'll find us. I trust and believe you can find us there.
Yeah.
And we will be in a blazer.
Maybe you won't find their TV shows everywhere, but you'll find them.
That's true.
Like I said, that was so much fun. They're amazing. Just like mothers, true mothers, goddesses of television. Let's wrap it up. What are we going to be watching? What is the homework? I mean, if you want to follow along with me on my Twitter, I am going to be tweeting about Attack on Titan if you want to watch it. Otherwise, Rami, Abbott Elementary, there's fall TV is back, baby. Little Demon, I want to get out there. We also have Ghosts. Ghosts is coming back. We're going to have a special guest from Ghosts coming pretty soon. Queen Sugar, that's another one you're going to want to catch up on in its final season. You know, I think that's enough. I mean, also, we talked about so much TV. I mean, you have so many things you got to go find now that June and Jessica are in. So you're going to have to go do that. Thank you so much for listening this week. And every week, you're the best. I'll see you for another episode.
TV, I say, with Ashley Ray. Another episode of TV I Say.
TV I Say with Ashley Ray is an Earwolf production made by me, Ashley Ray Harris. It's engineered by Andy Carson and produced by Amelia Chapelo. And our original theme song is by Rafia. Thank you to my wonderful guest this episode. And you know, you can always follow me on social media at The Ashley Ray on Instagram and Twitter. Or if you have TV-related requests, hit up at TV I Say Pod on Instagram or Twitter. And you know, we do have merch. TV Club has so much merch. T-shirts, weed accessories, justice for all your favorite shows that got canceled too soon. Head over to podswag.com, go to TV I Say, and check that out. And always make sure to tell your friends. Tell your friends about the show. If you loved it, make sure you rate it, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. And for special TV Club members, join my Patreon. That's where you can make me watch more shows. You know, someone's making me watch that 70s show right now. I'm going to write about it. Can't wait. Go join that. You can also find my full archive ad-free episodes of TV I Say over on Stitcher Premium. Use promo code TV I Say, all one word, for a 1 month free trial at stitcher.com/premium. And yeah, there's some probably amazing old episodes you haven't listened to yet. Go check them out. And hey, for photos, show notes, transcripts, and more, go to earwolf.com.
You know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC. Yeah.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.